Please explain the hierarchy of devas, gods, etc. in relation to the Buddha. How is it that a mortal being can be more evolved and enlightened than gods? Do gods and devas create karma? Are they born again as gods or devas or humans? And I'm not much on cosmology, in terms of, you know, say, the traditional cosmology, the different realms of beings. Say the human realm is seen as ideal for awakening because of the the experience of both happiness and suffering, and the ability to make choices, skillful choices, and the rebirth as say devas, gods, because there's a whole sort of a hierarchy of devas. And it was like in the chant that we did this morning of the Dhammacakka Sutta, where these devas are delighting in the Buddha's teaching. They're delighting in it, but they're not practicing it. they're going back. You know, great! There's a Buddha in the world. You know, okay, pass me to something else to eat or drink. You know. change the channel. the realm of devas, of gods, are exceedingly pleasurable, so that it's seen as from a Buddhist perspective, seen as a hindrance. It's pleasant, but it's not optimal for cultivation. Deva realms, celestial realms, are seen as realms of reaping the fruits of karma, as opposed to creating karma. Again, that's the human realm is where karma is most easily or most directly created. And then gods and devas it's not a permanent realm, so that they are born again. And this is where, in terms of karma and rebirth, the Buddha saying that our actions, the karma that is created, ripens either in this life or the next life or some future life. I mean, it's just this, it goes, extends out over long periods of time, so that a deva realm exceedingly pleasant, but then someday they could be reborn as another deva, they could be reborn as humans. they can take rebirth in a lower realm. It's, everything's up for grabs.